It's 7:14. Good morning. The Magic Morning Show with Chad and Christy here, starting your day off with family-friendly fun and already 81 degrees. Pretty much nothing but sunshine today, high around 91, and more early morning magic music. Now, here's Michelle Branch and Everywhere on the new Magic 94.9.
Me.
The Magic Morning Show with Chad and Christy, the new Magic 94.9.
The new Magic 94.9, soft and contemporary, and voted number one again for the most music while you work.
It is 7:21, 9 minutes to go to 7:30. The Magic Morning Show with Chad and Christy here. Thanks so much for starting your Thursday workday off with us. We're starting out weather-wise at 81 degrees already. It's going to be a lot like it was yesterday, just downright sauna-esque. 91 will be the actual high temp, but the heat index again going to be right around 100. Well, it is August and it is Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we did expect that these days would come, and they're here. Only about a 30% chance of showers today. Tomorrow, hopefully that'll increase to about a 50% chance, and then even 60 to 70% chance for Saturday, Sunday. So we might get a little bit of the heat break starting tomorrow, but today it's just going to be one of those days where nobody wants to go outside. Nobody's going to be saying, I'll run that errand. Because of the extreme displeasure that you'll have from the sweat.
I don't like to think about it this time of the morning. It's just kind of gross.
No, what's really gross is to like, unfortunately, we did this. Apparently, we have more spare time than some people. But Christy and I actually had this discussion about a week or two ago when we had our first little heat wave of which person in our office would have the worst back sweat. And then it went to which person in our office would have the worst breath. And then, you know, it kind of went from there. And then what's really great is that a lot of times when we leave the building, you know, if we get out of here early, some days 9:30, whatever, there's a lot of people that are just starting to roll in about that time. So you can go, how did we rank him? How did we rank him? Did we rank him like top five for back sweat? Here he comes. Look, quick! Oh, it's not too bad. Well, we'll move him down the list a little bit, but...
The one thing it proves is that sometimes in life, we just need to get a life.
Or do a morning radio show. It's, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. 7:23, and time to check in again with Traffic.com's Paige Carrera.
Well, Pinellas County officials, that's time saver traffic on the new Magic 94.9.
Florida has some price and participation may vary.
Good morning at 7:26. Here's a Magic News update on the new Magic 94.9.
More magic music starts now.
The Magic Morning Show with Chad and Christy.
The new Magic 94.9. Soft and contemporary.
The new Magic 94.9.
Hi, this is Brendan, and it's time to wake up and get ready for work with my mom and dad. The Magic Morning Show with Chad and Christy on the new Magic 94.9.
Dido's Thank You on the new Magic 94.9, soft and contemporary, and voted number one again for the most music while you work.
Good morning. It's the Magic Morning Show with Chad and Christy at 7:40. It's 81 degrees to start your day weather-wise. We're expecting a high around 91 and about a 30% chance we're going to see more rain.
I know you've been covering in the news this morning about how bad it's been for the post office, like over $1 billion loss last quarter or something like that.
For the third quarter as opposed to this time. Same time last year.
And this probably won't help that they're also getting some other bad press this morning. All right, a quick quiz question for everybody listening this morning. How many stripes are there on the U.S. flag? Ready, go.
Okay.
How many?
Oh, gosh. I off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Okay. The correct answer is 13.
Okay. That's the number that came to my mind initially.
Should have gone with your gut.
I had to go with your first answer, but I couldn't honestly say I would have passed that on a test.
Well, you know, just in the last couple of weeks, they've raised the price of stamps to 42 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And the new stamp features a lovely flag underneath a moon, real pretty picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you count the stripes on the flag, there are 14.
Oh, really?
Oops. Not 13, 14.
Glad to see, though, that I wasn't the only person that wasn't 100% sure. present moment.
There are a lot of collectors saying, ooh, should we snatch these up? Well, before you run and do anything today, I thought I would let you know that they've already printed up 3.75 billion of them. So,
wow.
Probably not going to be worth anything, but I would love to hear from the person whose job it is to proofread before it goes to print.
I just wish one of my mistakes would become a collector's item. It'd be great.
We'd be fired fast.